This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So, Conan, you'd asked about the YouTube shooter that happened yesterday in California. 39-year-old Iranian animal rights protester.
Yeah, she doesn't really fit the bill, does she?
She's not your typical shooter, because most of them are male, at least in the experience, my recollection. I don't remember the last time. I guess the San Bernardino, there was an alleged female shooter there, wasn't there? Wasn't there two shooters?
The wife?
Yeah, there was a wife.
Yeah.
But a lone wolf female shooter in this particular case.
Not just female shooter, but in something that is being referred to as, like, a mass shooting, which now winds up being anything where three people plus the shooter wind up being hit with a bullet.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
The definition?
Yeah, more than three people. I think it needs to be a mass needs to be a little bit more than three. A dozen at least.
I don't know, man. It's all just an arbitrary number. I mean, we're talking about victims here, and certainly shootings are probably just one-offs most of the time. So if you get above three, you're probably into a different category.
Yeah.
But the woman who opened fire, according to the Daily Mail in the UK, on three people before killing herself at YouTube's California headquarters, has been identified as a frequent user of the site. It was furious with the company for their, quote, dictatorial, unquote, new policies. And there have been a lot of people upset at YouTube over the last couple of years. I've seen YouTubers come on their channel and make an impassioned plea to their audience saying, hey, YouTube demonetized my content.
Yep.
I used to be able to support myself off of YouTube, and now I can't anymore.
Please go to my Patreon site.
Go to my Patreon, yes.
Or go to some other crowdfunding site.
And
so I was trying to find some info on when was the last female mass shooter, and stumbled across an article from Live Science where they say that female mass killers are so rare. This is a quote from James Garbarino, psychologist at Loyola University in Chicago. He says it's so rare that it has never been studied. There aren't enough cases.
Wow.
They then go on to cite that women commit only about 10 to 13% of all homicides in the United States and are less likely than men to wind up using firearms, with only 8% of perpetrators of firearm homicides being female in comparison to 40% of women who use poison and 20% who wind up using fire.
Isn't that like a woman?
Reminds me of the
poison.
The thing where some lady told Winston Churchill, sir, if you were my husband, I would put poison in your tea. And he said, if you were my wife, I would drink it.
Nassim Agdam, age 39, shot a man and two women with a handgun when she stormed YouTube's headquarters in San Bruno on Tuesday afternoon. Agdam was a prolific YouTuber who had ranted online against the company's new policies and accused them of censoring her videos. Witnesses say Agdam was wearing glasses and a scarf when she managed to walk onto the YouTube campus and open fire on employees in what police believe is a random shooting, meaning that the victims are random, not the fact that she went to YouTube.
Right.
Law enforcement said that initially the shooting was being investigated as a domestic dispute after early indications that she had shot her boyfriend. However, subsequent reports has said that's not the case. Agdam, who was a self-described animal rights activist and a vegan bodybuilder, had a significant... There can't be too many of those. Vegan bodybuilders, right? Like, shouldn't you be eating protein if you're going to be doing bodybuilding, Daryl? I mean, I'm not an expert.
Yes, and there are non-meat ways of getting protein, but everything that I've ever heard about any sort of elite athlete that is now a vegan, they were not a vegan throughout their entire life. They became vegans after becoming elite athletes.
Now where did they get the bodybuilder? Is that from her actual statement, or is this like her Facebook category where someone delved into her data.
She's and made claims about herself. So this she self-describes as a vegan bodybuilder.
Okay, well, and she's not. She's very slim and tall, and she's not a bodybuilder.
She had a significant online presence, they say, with multiple YouTube channels and social media pages. In a video that Ogdon posted in January of last year, she vented about her content being censored. She also said that her YouTube channel, which had more than 5,000 subscribers, used to get many views, but claimed she started getting less when the company filtered her videos. Ogdon's YouTube channels and social media pages were all removed in the hours after the shooting. That is such an annoying thing.
It is extremely annoying that they do that, and then you never get to find out who these people are.
Right.
I, who might be interested, and I'm not really, but I mean, maybe I want to actually report on this woman and actually
dig in and
learn about it and maybe prevent this from ever happening
right.
again. But this person doesn't exist anymore. They have just scrubbed the interwebs of every article, all of her social media. It's all gone.
Right. Unless you are on the ball and you find out this person's name before YouTube or Facebook can go and pull their profile and you go and, you know, copy the page.
Screenshot everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, really hate how they do this.
Her father, Ismail Ogdon, said she had told family members that YouTube had stopped paying her for content that she posted on the site. YouTube video creators can earn money from advertisements, but for various reasons, the firm sometimes demonetizes channels, meaning that clips don't run with advertisements. And that has been a large point of complaint from many YouTubers who, as
right.
I said, had been making money on YouTube, and then all of a sudden they see their revenue drop by half or more.
Right. And while, you know, I try to click the – or tried to always click the little monetize thing, I never really got much of anything.
You should be able to set a default to where it always
right.
monetizes.
I think I wound up, you know, like one time getting a check because I had crossed whatever threshold, but I wound up getting an email not too long ago from YouTube saying that because I'm no longer getting, which I never did get, 10,000 hours of views per month.
Right,
or
they raised
something.
The threshold. They created a new, new goal to the goalpost or whatever for
right.
your past.
So instead of just saying, oh, yeah, we'll keep, you know, putting pennies into your account, and then once you get $100 worth of pennies, we'll give you a check in 10 years.
Now
they're just saying, yeah, we're not even going to count your pennies.
You're not even worth our time, is
yeah.
basically what they're saying.
All of my accounts have been deactivated years ago. I have too many copyrighted material of mine.
And that doesn't have anything to do with their time. It's all an algorithm, so it's
right.
not like it's some extra time for an employee to calculate something. It's just they just don't want to spend the money. They just
right.
want to take the money and put it on their big channels, and that's
it. My guess is that, you know, this woman here, she wound up not crossing some threshold and maybe no longer
right.
getting, you know, whatever money she was getting, or maybe her stuff wound up being classified in one of these prohibited categories.
In this case, the father...
It's time for Pornhub to take over.
Well, there was one night where we were going to talk about that, but we never actually got to that story. Was that you?
I don't even know. No, it wasn't mine, but I don't even know if they're serious. I never read that article.
There's some sort of story out there claiming that content creators are putting their content on Pornhub, and I heard recently that there's like some right-winger gun
activist, yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen gun video only because I decided I want to go look and see, are there actually gun videos on Pornhub?
He's got to do research on the gun article.
And there were a good many gun shooting videos.
Interesting.
On the Pornhub.
And they haven't been taken down, which is interesting because you would think that Pornhub, I mean, I've seen Pornhub sign on to some kind of lefty-sounding things mm-hmm. before, so I just don't know. I wonder if they just don't know the videos are there, or maybe they don't care. Maybe they are.
They probably don't care.
More free speech platform at this point. But again, YouTube used to be a free speech platform
yep.
back in the day, and now they're a big corporate mess.
They have 49 videos for AR-15.
And it's probably AR-15, the gun. There's probably not some sort of porn in there, but, you know, regardless,
the screenshots for all of these show people with guns.
Brings new meaning to the term gun porn. Right?
Yeah.
Ogdon's father, Ismail, said that she had told her family members that YouTube had stopped paying her. Indeed, he further warned the police that his daughter hated YouTube and that she might be headed to their headquarters. So dad had some kind of idea that this might be where she was going. He, in fact, reported her missing. on Monday morning after she'd gone 2 days without answering her phone. And when police contacted him at 2 a.m., they had found her sleeping in her car, roughly 470 miles from her hometown. This was before she got to YouTube. She was on her way there. There's more coming up. 855, 450, Free Like Freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And want you to know about Bitcoin.com. longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live and the destination for people who are new to Bitcoin. If you've never taken the time to research Bitcoin, go and learn about it from the easiest to remember URL, bitcoin.com. You can go there and check it out. And then if you want, if you're, you know, not so new to Bitcoin and you want to get the latest news headlines, just go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find them there. Or maybe you want to get involved in mining Bitcoin. They've got a mining pool. You can mine Bitcoin Core or you can mine Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you. Over at pool.bitcoin.com. Lots of choices, lots of information. Great site, bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're looking into the shooter at YouTube, Nassim. Who is a Nassim Agdam, 39 years old, shot three people, a man and two women, at YouTube's headquarters yesterday afternoon, and she was mad because YouTube had demonetized much of her content, and she also believes YouTube, in addition to demonetizing her content, has essentially blackballed her content. So they didn't ban her channel, but they put her down into wherever the dregs would be that she doesn't get, you know, she doesn't get in any related video suggestions or anything like that. And I was actually watching her video here, which thankfully somebody had downloaded and then re-uploaded before they took down her channel after the incident.
Thankfully, those people exist.
Right. Somebody who was on the ball re-uploaded the video elsewhere where she's criticizing YouTube. And she complains that they took down her ab workout video. And, or excuse me, not that they took it down, but they essentially blackballed that by making it age restricted. So they turned it into, you got to click to say that you're.
That thing you just played?
Enough. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and it's, as she points out, and she's right, it's not a sexy video. It's not offensive.
So what you and Conan apparently saw it. Yeah. I did not.
So
what did
you put her on the ground?
Fully clothed. Yeah. I mean, she's not wearing anything revealing.
No, not
she's
at all.
Doing some stretches.
She's doing some ab workouts, like you do on the yoga mat in the other room. But she's on video, and, you know, she's better looking than you, Daryl, but she's, you know, she's not naked or even half naked at all. It's not revealing. So she's right in her critique that this should not have been an age-restricted video. And she, of course, believes they did that because they're targeting her channel. Now, maybe they, again, it was probably this algorithm that hit you, Daryl. They demonetized your channel because you didn't have enough views per week or month or whatever to cross a certain threshold. And this is probably not some individual at YouTube who said, you know, that woman, she is a danger to our children. We need to age restrict this.
No, who knows? They're slapping everyone down. Yeah. They're making it difficult for everyone because they are a corporation who knows they can get away with, just like Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's time. I think it's time for some changing of the guard.
Some competition. Let's go to Nicholas. We can come back to the YouTube shooter here in moments. But Orange County, California, where Nicholas is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. How you guys doing there?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Nicholas.
Oh, well, my name is Nicholas Wildstone. I'm the Libertarian candidate running for California governor out here.
Poor bastard.
And
don't do it, man. Just get out of that hellhole.
Well, what's your motivation?
Well, of course, freeing the people of California. You got the largest poverty out here in California. The people out here need help. And, of course, these establishment politicians, they're not seeking to help those people. They just want to help themselves, as always.
Yeah, they sure do.
Help their crony capitalist buddies. So,
well, it's that way in every state, right? Like it's that way everywhere, where the politicians are just destroying people's liberty. And in places like California, a lot of people love that crap.
Yeah, it really seems like destroying the people's freedom is most prevalent in California.
And California has an absolutely horrible electoral system because they have this thing called top two. So only the top two candidates, that it could be two Democrats, it could be two Republicans, could be a Republican and a Democrat. They're the only two candidates that are on the general election ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, unless Mr. Wildstar winds up somehow miraculously coming in first or second, or Zoltan Itzvan comes in first or second.
So there's two Libertarian candidates?
And there are several Democrats, several Republicans. California voters will not be able to, in the general election, actually wind up voting for somebody that wants more freedom because California prohibits write-in votes.
Right.
Mm.
Exactly.
Why continue banging your head up against the wall, Nicholas?
You said what again?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're proverbially banging your head up against a brick wall there in California to try to change things. But, I mean, do you really have a chance?
Absolutely. I have a wonderful chance. This is actually one of the best times to run for office in the state of California, especially with the majority of people being fed up with the two-party system. I mean, the people of California, they know that the Democrats here have pretty much ran the state into the ground. And the conservatives here are pretty much feeling frustrated because they know that they aren't going to win over a blue state. Mm-hmm. So everyone's feeling like their hands are tied. But at the same time, if the libertarians get a chance to be propelled to the front, of course, through mainstream media, if possible, but more so like how I'm doing it, which is the old school way, going around door to door, introducing myself to people,
a lot of doors,
shaking hands, you know, hugging people, and doing that grassroots effort that people tend to appreciate most.
Now, had you run for other offices prior to going for governor? I mean, that's obviously a big target,
big jump.
Absolutely. No, I ran for governor in 2014 as a write-in candidate, and that's where I pretty much saw the discrimination against those write-in candidates and the opportunity for a third-party candidate pretty much being next to impossible unless they're able to proceed through that top two primary. But with California being or having one of the largest libertarian populations for registered voters. We have nearly 500,000 registered voters here in the state, and over 200,000 of those are members of the Libertarian Party. We have a 70% voter turnout rate for libertarians here. So if we can get out the majority of people that want to vote and get somebody different, completely different from the old party system in office, and of course switch things up to where we can liberate the people of the state to be more free and get some real money flowing here in the state so we can resolve our poverty situation and our, you know, budget situation, then they would be more inclined to vote libertarian. And that's what I'm hoping to excite for the people of this state and hopefully get them to turn the state gold.
Boy, you know, it's a really optimistic view that you have, and I do appreciate the optimism, but you do realize California is the number 49th least free state out there, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study, right? So you're pretty far behind the rest of the pack.
Well, why is that? That's because of government bureaucracy and the regulation, the red tape that prevents
So what we've found is that a lot of libertarians who are sick and tired of losing are moving to New Hampshire, and they're leaving places like California and elsewhere, and they're concentrating their activism here, and they're actually winning. We've actually got libertarians that are in office in the state of New Hampshire, in state representative positions, more than all the other 49 states combined. So if you keep losing there in California, hopefully you'll stop doing the same thing over and over again and start winning in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, Nicholas, and good luck.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We got more on the YouTube shooter and her videos online. What was it that she believed? She was mad at YouTube for demonetizing and, you know, age-restricting some of her videos, as a lot of YouTube channel creators have been, except she took it real personal and went down with a handgun and fired at some of the YouTube employees. I don't know if she targeted the specific department that might have been involved in that. I doubt she would have been able to be that specific. But either way, we can tell you more about that. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And we just got off the line with the guy who's running for governor as a libertarian in the state of California. And, you know, I wish him the best. I really do. But it just seems so pie in the sky to me. It's just, you know, he's not the first person we've heard of who's called in. We had Stefan in Ohio for a while, who was planning a gubernatorial run, and I think he's since come to his senses on that and decided to not do
that.
Well,
he's also come into some health problems.
That happened too. But either way, that wasn't, I don't think, his reason for not doing it. But the attitude of a lot of the libertarians in other states seems to be this sort of delusional attitude of, guys, we're right on the cusp of winning here. Boy, if we can just get the vote out and we can get, you know, get as many votes as we can, we're going to take over the state legislature and we're going to roll back the government in California.
Well, I mean, maybe if you could get every one of those 200,000 libertarians, and Daryl, you corrected and said it was probably more like 140.
Yeah,
even if you could get every one of those 140,000 libertarians to come out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you actually going to do in the long run? Because you are still the minority.
Well, if he's somehow lucky enough, because we know that during primaries, voter turnout is generally high single digits, maybe 10-15%, if
That's
you're lucky.
Yeah.
There are 9 Democrats and 5 Republicans also running for governor. So if they all just like fracture the vote and then he's able to get all 140,000 libertarians, the 115,000 that are registered as other, and a plurality of the 4.7 million no party preference people to vote for him, then maybe we'll have a libertarian on the general ballot in
every
California.
Every time there's multiple
that
Democrats
still has,
and Republicans.
That still has to get elected.
Right, and since being implemented in California, the top two system, there has never been a race with more than one major party candidate that had a minor party or independent candidate on the general election ballot. Meaning,
never.
If there's a Republican and a Democrat, or two Democrats, or two Republicans, there it has never been somebody other than a major party candidate on the ballot. The only time that there have been minor party or independent candidates on the general election ballot in California since implementation of top two are in those races where only one major party candidate filed.
So the fix is in California. I mean, the whole system is built against third-party participation.
Right. Even though the great lie that they told back in 2010 when people voted this thing in, at a primary nonetheless, was that this is actually going to help and benefit third parties, because we're putting you on the same playing field as everybody else. You're on that same primary. So instead of, you know, back rooms picking your candidates and then they go to the general election, no. It's only going to be two of them, but you're on the same thing, and you've got the equal chance of being on the general election.
So Daryl was making fun of me how I was getting riled up about a vehicle inspection violation, and I was getting just turning red about it.
You've been turning red about it all week. Yeah, I've not been turning red about this for 8 years.
Yeah, I know. You get riled up about election laws. I don't know.
Yeah, he sure does.
You sure do.
But everybody's got their thing.
Yeah, everyone's got their thing. So here, 140,000 libertarians, population of 40 million
in California.
I mean, all right, so what?
It's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, so where per capita can you move to really make a difference and be a part of the freedom movement? And I really, I'm still leaning on it. I mean, I don't do as much activism as I used to do when I first moved here. But it's New Hampshire. It's New Hampshire. There's so many of you. Read about it all
you
the time.
An instant freedom increase in so many different ways. You know, okay, fine. California's got legal weed. Great. You know, there's also other states that have legal weed.
It's also
that
very,
are more
it's
free.
Probably very comfortable to live there seasonally. It's the, you know, very, you know.
It's the weather for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know, if it's the weather keeping you there, man, enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's like what Mark said when he was explaining his reasoning for wanting to move to an island somewhere. Whatever is important to you is what you should seek. You know,
right.
If great weather is what you're seeking, then, man, go get it. Because you can get it. There's plenty of places that have great weather.
Just be prepared to live with the shackles.
Right. You know, don't complain about it because you wanted to live there. You know, don't complain about all the terrible things happening. You don't have a chance to change it. Just enjoy the weather, man. Yeah. Just kick back.
And you know, with global warming
take
and all,
easy.
It's not that bad in New Hampshire. It's not that bad.
Dude, it's supposed to give us 3 inches of snow on Friday.
Oh, I don't know about
that. It's not going to happen.
Last time it was supposed to do that, it didn't do anything.
Yes, it's springtime here in New Hampshire, and it's still...
The flowers are coming
up. No, it's like fourth winter.
No.
They're all going to die because it's going to frost again.
No,
it's not that bad.
Nature's pretty pervasive.
We've got winter until like July 12th.
But look, there's
and then we've got a week and a half of spring.
There's a price to pay for freedom. And in this case, you got to be willing to put up with some weather that other people don't want to put up with. And the good news is statists don't like to be cold either, so they like to leave New Hampshire.
Yep.
If they are opposed by people like Daryl in the state house, and there's people running against them in the elections, and it's a difficult process to be a state representative, and all you get paid is $100 a year, a lot of those people are going to be like, you know what, screw this. I'm moving down to Florida or California or Massachusetts or wherever it is. So there are people who move here to New Hampshire as part of the Liberty Movement who end up leaving, and that's fine. Everybody's on their own journey in life. I get it. But, you know, you got to decide what's important to you. If freedom is important to you, then you really ought to consider being here, because life here is pretty good. It's a great place to raise a family.
I love it. I've been in other states in my life. And this is the best state that I've ever lived in.
There's fewer regulations in government bureaucracy. Like bureaucrats per capita here is lower in New Hampshire than it is in a lot of places. The state reps get paid $100 a year plus a gas stipend. These are not professional politicians at all.
Although a couple of the state reps have wound up trying to take advantage of the fuel stipend thing.
Yeah, one of them is one of our representatives here in Cheshire County, Dan Eaton. He racked in like $20,000 one year or something.
I don't know.
But to where, like, every time they drive somewhere, they'll say, it's for official business, because they'll, like, do some kind of greeting.
State rep.
Oh, hey, I'm a state rep. Blah, da, 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 da. All right, official business. Give me money.
Gas stipend. Well, you know, it's a state, so there's still corruption. There's still bad things going on. There's still peaceful people being arrested for things. But it's just overall not as bad here. I mean, the cops in New Hampshire haven't shot a dog on record. There's a website out there that, you know, keeps track of all the state cops shooting dogs around the country. And New Hampshire and Vermont are the two states where it's just not happened yet. That's not to say it won't ever happen, but it hasn't happened here. So if you want to be around the largest concentration of liberty-minded people per capita, then I would say New Hampshire is that place. And the more people we can get here, the more effective we are. They've already said things. It was 2012 when one of the state reps here in New Hampshire said Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state.
Yep.
And that's still a true statement today. And they act like it. They understand that if the libertarians oppose you, you're going to have a tougher time getting elected. If they're supporting your opposition, whether it be a libertarian or a Republican or a Democrat, because some of the libertarians that are in the state reps got elected as Republicans and Democrats. There's, you know, Daryl doesn't like it, but some people are infiltrating the major parties, sort of like how the major parties infiltrate the libertarians at the national level, where the National Libertarian Party has been for years overrun with these conservative lights, basically, that come in and try to get some level of renown within the Libertarian Party. Well, the same thing's happening to the major parties here in New Hampshire, where the libertarians are coming in, and they're trying to take over from the inside. Is it worth doing? I'm sure some people can argue on both sides of it. But we've got that happening here, and the only reason it's happening here is because we have enough libertarians.
Yep, that's the trick.
The libertarians can do whatever they want to do, and there's enough of them to do it. And we could use more. I mean, I don't want to say we've got enough. We need thousands more. We need lots more people who care about freedom to be here.
And I see two puppies killed in Vermont.
That's a shame. If indeed liberty is important to you, if the weather's important, stay where the weather's nice.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm, or call us on the Discord on-air call-in line, which is over at discord.lrn.fm. Look, don't take our word for it. Do your own research. Check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film over at 101reasonsfilm.com. And that'll get you started on getting some really interesting facts about New Hampshire and what really makes it already the best place to be, care about freedom. You know, even if you didn't factor in the fact that there's new people moving here all the time who love liberty, it would still just be the best place to live just because it's the most free. But there's also ForkFest that is happening this summer, which is a perfect excuse for you to come on up and check it out for yourself. Get your feet on the ground in New Hampshire during a beautiful time of the year. The last week of spring, first week before summer. It's June 14th through the 18th. It's several days there at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Perfect location to take in the natural beauty of New Hampshire, but also hang out with other liberty-minded people. There are going to be other people there who care about freedom, too. Now, we don't know how many of them, because it's the second year for this event. The first year, I'd say maybe a couple dozen were spread out around the camping park, and I think everybody did have a good time. We still had some events that people threw. People threw a couple parties. There was a rave that Ernest Hancock had in his tent, and Will Coley from the Call to Freedom was the DJ for that. And then there was the next night, Jim Babb threw a party at his campsite on the very final night of ForkFest. So it's happening again, and it's decentralized, meaning there's nobody that's in charge of this event. Now, there's another event that happens after it called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a.k.a. ForkFest, where there is centralization. There is an organizer. There is a ticket price. And if you want to attend that, that's fine. But ForkFest, there's no organization. Whatever happens is up to you. So if there's something that's not happening that you want to see happen, you need to make it happen. You got to be the doer in that case. Or just kick back and enjoy a week or, you know, several days with other liberty-minded people in the woods in New Hampshire at a nice campground. It's Rogers Campground. You go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. There's connections to the ForkFest forum and some chat rooms like Telegram chat and also the ForkFest Discord chat rooms on our server. Go to ForkFest.party and mark your calendar, June 14th through the 18th for ForkFest 2018. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we got Surf calling in from Ventura, California. Surf, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Surf.
Hey, this is Surf Daddy, man. Hey,
Surf Daddy.
God, I'm getting tired of people just trashing on my state. It's because everybody just tucks tail and run at the first sign of adversity. out here, and it just pisses me off, all these people leaving, because, you know, there's this perception and ongoing banner about how left-wing our state is. And,
well, now, wait a minute. This isn't the first sign of trouble. I mean, California's been mired in bureaucracy for as long as I can recall. I mean, it is a big government state full of big government people. You can't blame somebody for wanting to get out of there.
And a whole lot of debt.
For sure.
It's a big, you hit it right there. It's a big place. There are 40 million people here. Geographically, it's huge.
Sure.
It takes 12 or 14 hours to drive the length of California.
Yep.
So it's huge. So you have a lot of diversity here, and you don't have to live amongst people that are, you know, of that mindset. And, yeah, you...
Yeah, but you still have to abide by their laws.
They're running the state government.
The people that live inland in, like, Imperial County, they still have, you know, the Sacramento bureaucrats regulating what they do, because you've got Sacramento bureaucrats that are telling the legislature, we need to increase this tax, increase that tax, ban plastic bags, ban plastic straws, ban this, ban that. And the people that live in Imperial County or other inland places that aren't right on the beach, they're being affected by the legislature that is populated by whom?
The more populated areas super right majority by the beach. Of hard left Democrats. You're right there. But I guess I have an issue, and it's just a general statement to all the people that are just tuck tail and run, to leave it to these people, because
they're
frankly,
voting with their
California,
feet.
The California I grew up in the 80s, this place is Shangri-La. You know, the back then, and even today, there's still a lot of elements of the people that were here, just the beautiful people, and the diversity of ideas is so wide, and it's still here. And for everybody to just tuck tail and run because, you know, they're just
letting
them have
it without a fight.
Well, I'm
sure it's nice to have, I mean, look, I'll agree with you. I wish that New Hampshire had a little more diversity as far as, like, you know, the restaurants and
yes.
the things that are here. But it's a small state. You know, it's only 1.3 million people. You guys have 40 million people. And Surf Daddy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I understand the frustration because I don't like it when people, you know, leave New Hampshire. I mean, I get that. If you love freedom, stick it out. Because if some of the people had stuck it out here who had left, we would have so many more people. We would have been able to, you know, had a much greater impact at the local school board meeting this year if we'd had many of the people who'd stuck it out. But some people leave just because they can't afford it anymore. I mean, I got a headline here. San Francisco's median house price, this was today, this came out at Bloomberg, has hit a new high of $1.6 million. That means half of the houses cost more than that.
Headline from the LA Times, December, they're leaving California for Las Vegas to find the middle class life that eluded them. So people are leaving California because there is no middle class.
Yeah, they're trying to find the American dream that doesn't really exist any longer. And, you know, we had the same problem here in New Hampshire where a lot of our implants come from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like their last caller said, they are tucking and running. Because they can't handle the bureaucracy, they can't handle the taxes, they can't handle all the regulations. But you know what? But the other two implants that we get are from Florida and from California.
People move from Florida to come here?
Moved here from Florida.
An unusual case. The average person, I mean, the person who's just, you know, doesn't care about freedom, are they going to move?
A dozen.
I have run into so many. I'm from Florida.
You're not an average case. You're a freedom activist.
I have run into so many freedom activists who have come from Florida. So
I'm excluding the freedom activists.
Okay.
I'm talking about normal people.
Okay, normals. You know? Normals will probably come from California.
To come to New Hampshire.
But the majority of our implants come from Massachusetts.
Now, it's interesting that you had mentioned San Francisco and I mentioned Las Vegas, because I remember seeing something a couple of years ago that it was cheaper for people to commute from Las Vegas to San Francisco than to live in San Francisco.
It's crazy.
And we had the same thing here with the Boston region. Most people live in New Hampshire and they truck it on down because it's cheaper to live here.
Right, but that's only a two-hour drive. Vegas to San Francisco, you're talking about like an hour and a half airplane flight.
Yeah. And it's still
and
cost effective.
And that is still cheaper.
And let's talk to Vernon. He's on the line in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Just wanted to bring everybody's attention to the fact that today is the 50th anniversary of MLK's assassination. And I think that was a great thing that was done for freedom and civil rights. And,
what?
And you all talk about liberty and freedom all the time.
Did you just say his assassination was a great thing for civil rights?
No. I meant what Martin Luther King did. I apologize. I'm half asleep. Martin Luther King did for civil rights was amazing, and it's unfortunate that he was assassinated. But I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
Thanks for doing that. And it's interesting that we actually had a quote. I think, Daryl, you shared it earlier from Martin Luther King.
And there was actually a vigil of some sort in Concord this morning at the same time that the death penalty repeal bill was being heard. So at 11 o'clock when that started, there was a sizable exit from the hearing.
Excellent. Thanks for bringing that up tonight. Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. And if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to tomorrow night. A little bit more on the migrations. I don't think we're going to have more time for the YouTube. We pretty much got that story out of the way. But look, I get the frustration, but the fact is California is not a hospitable place for freedom lovers. It's not. I remember when I was visiting there for some talk radio conference, I wanted to get out of the conference and take a little walk around, check out the area, and I found a park that was somewhat nearby, and I took a picture of the rules that they had posted.
20 different rules.
And it was just, a laundry list of all these rules of things you can't do in the park, and I'm like, it's not like that in New Hampshire. It's not like that.
Yeah, there's a big sign on our borders that says, welcome. That's about it.
Common sense for all is what it says.
Yeah, live free or die.
Where you don't have to wear your seatbelt. But they recommend it.
Yeah. Well, we're still working on vehicle inspections.
Yeah, and it's not free. And we know that that's just a slogan. But to some extent, that is a mentality of the people of New Hampshire, of the natives here that grew up more free than other people.
The original folk who grew up here. Not the ones that keep moving in. And because moving from their states where they wrecked it, like California, they just completely wrecked it and drove it into the ground. They escape here and they just want to bring their bad laws with them.
Well, the good news is they aren't activists. They're just average people moving because they're frustrated. Whereas if we bring more activists here, we can continue to make New Hampshire, establish it as the freest place, and make it by far the freest place. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.